This is Mark McKenzie in Kirkcaldy for the homecoming parade of the Black Watch, the 3rd Battalion, the Royal Regiment of Scotland, Three Scots. With me now is Captain Alec Rose from Three Scots. Alec, we spoke on the Wednesday morning just before the parade through Inverness. How did that go?
Yeah, it went very, very well. We had a very good turnout from the people of Inverness. So particularly delighted to see 200 schoolchildren from Raigmore Primary, which included many children of service personnel who've just been serving out in Afghanistan. And everything seemed to come together, including the sunshine came out at the right moment.
A bit overcast today in Kirkcaldy, though.
Yes, but if you look around, you can see that the flowers are in full bloom, the flags are flying, and everyone's got a good buzz about them. So
you really have organised this down to the last detail then, haven't you?
Well, there seemed a lot of working parts, but behind the scenes, the Regimental Sergeant Major was out last night marking out the parade square, and a lot of rehearsals took place in quite a short space of time. So, but above all, you know, there's a great spirit now in the battalion because they're in the home area. Many of the families are out watching them, so they're very keen to put on a good show for the town.
It's Lance Scott Walker, the Pony Major, Royal Regiment of Scotland with Crooken.
What's your task today?
Task today is to be marched with the Three Scots down the parade, the homecoming parade with Crooken, the mascot of Royal Regiment of Scotland.
Okay, for anyone that can't see him, because it is radio, describe Crooken for me.
Crooken is a stallion pony, Shetland pony, which has been the past 23 years. He's 23 year old. And now he's due to retire at the end of the year.
How long have you looked after him for?
I've looked after him for about a month now.
Okay, and is it a challenge?
It is a challenge. It's like babysitting sometimes.
Had you any experience in this department before?
Never. Just a pet dog, that was it. He's a Lance Corporal, so he's got a rank as well. And then he looks smart. This is his first parade for a wee while, so he's excited a wee bit.
Can you tell that he's getting a wee bit excited about it?
You can tell either with his ears will go forward when he's relaxing them, and they're up, he'll know that he's ready to go.
Are you here to see anyone in particular today?
Yeah, my fiance's just back from Afghanistan last week, so we're here to see him.
And a great sense of pride for you?
Yeah, definitely is. I brought my wee dog along to see him. Yeah.
How's the deployment been for you while he's been away? How difficult was it?
It was okay. This is my second tour since I've been with him, so it was okay this time. I had a good support unit in my girls, and we had plenty of nights out to tide us over.
And what's your fiance's name?
Hugh Williams.
You're here to see your son. What's your son's name?
Declan Walton.
How was the deployment for you while we was away?
Hard, but you have to just do it. It's your second run, so.
And how proud do you feel today?
Very.
What about yourself?
Exactly. Yeah, I was in the parachute regiment, but I'm really proud that he's in the Black Watch. He's come back from his second tour, and I'm dead chuffed they all come back safe.
I'm the treasurer and web administrator of Fife Veterans Association, so I'm taking some pictures and put them on the website and that. It's a homecoming parade, and the boys deserve every minute of it. You know, they've done well. You know, the casualty rate was decent. They deserve everything they get, you know.
And a good turnout here in Kirkcaldy today.
Very good turnout, and the actual street, High Street, is mobbed. It's 10, 15 deep down there, so, you know, people do appreciate the boys, and it's nice to see that.
I was in the Black Watch, and I'm a part of the association, and it's tremendous to see all those red hackles, and we've come on parade with our red hackles as well. I haven't seen so many red hackles in Kirkcaldy for a long time. And a good cry, very supportive, lots of cheering, cry, wonderful actually. I think the army needs this sort of support to be reminded that the great British public actually do appreciate them.
Very proud of the regiment, always have been. I joined in 1960 and they're still as smart as what we were.
It's very important that we support the battalion. After all, although it's the Royal Regiment of Scotland, it still is the Black Watch Battalion. And therefore, we would turn out anything they're involved with, we are involved with.
Lieutenant Colonel Ed Fenton, CO, Three Scots.
Ed, what a welcome home that was, wasn't it?
Absolutely fantastic. And wherever we've been over the last couple of days, Inverness, 4-4 this morning, Kirkcaldy here just now. Great reception. It's just so good for the boys, really, to let them know how much they're appreciated for everything they've done.
It makes what was quite a long deployment over Christmas seem, I'm sure, totally worthwhile.
Well, it was very worthwhile, a really successful tour, and what we wanted to do was get our area handed over to the Afghans, and we managed to do that with working with them and the efforts they've put in, and between us, it's now seen Nadi Ali mostly handed over to the Afghans, and it's been great. And then to come back and realise that you really are appreciated for what you do. It means a tremendous amount to us.
What was the biggest challenge, would you say, for you as a commanding officer?
The biggest challenge was just keeping things going forward with, you know, working, getting the guys working alongside the Afghans. Just understanding that it's about them now. And the guys responded to that really well. And they understood that it was not about us doing it. It was about getting the Afghans to do it. And that was always going to be, I think, the biggest challenge. But really pleased to see the way everybody responded to that. And right from the outset, really understood that actually it's not about us, it's about them.
And that was echoed by your guys when we were speaking to them. We were getting their updates and they were saying that they noticed such a difference from the start of the deployment to handing over at the end.
Well, we saw the full spectrum of activity in Nadi Ali, from a pretty quiet south to a very, very kinetic north. And we then saw that get better through our tour, to the point where the south handed over and the north was getting very much ready to do the same. Much quieter, but most importantly, with Afghans actually taking the lead, Afghan security forces manning the checkpoints, doing the patrols, and that was the big change. And then the people that we were, the local nationals in that area.